Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's time for Early Break with Zip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Zip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Good morning, happy Thursday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, full show ahead, 9 days away from kickoff in Dublin, Ireland. Are your headphones working over there? There you go. Not working still? We'll figure it out. Sip is trying to figure out his headphones. And we'll get this show rolling. Mike Schaefer joins us 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. as always for the full Mike Schaefer hour. We'll talk to with Rick Hayman today at 6:45, but Sip, 9 days away. How are you feeling?
I feel wonderful. How do you feel?
Oh, I feel great.
Yesterday it felt really close. Today it feels far away. That probably just goes with how sort of out of whack I am most of the time. But I do like the first segment.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then we'll just see how the show goes from there.
Roll
yeah, everything's
call.
Fine. Yeah, that kind of threw me off. We're having some technical issues in this studio.
Well, right? I mean, yesterday you decided to unhinge the microphone from its stand. That was fun. As it just was hanging here for like, you know, a full segment.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes the jacks are missing on the headphones. People move them to different spots. There's headphones all over the place. It's a zoo.
It's all jacked
Welcome
up.
To a radio station in football season, a sports radio station. Things are all over the place.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm fine.
Okay, we're off to a rousing start.
No,
come on, turn up the energy a little bit.
I leave for Scotland tomorrow, so my head is in a lot of spaces right now in terms of what do I need to get done for packing and to make sure I'm prepared for the trip.
You told me yesterday you were packed.
Well, I am packed for my clothes. Now I got to get my backpack, my stuff for the plane, like I can use on the plane for my 19,000 hours of flying to get figured out. Do I need to download the Netflix app on my phone or my computer so I can actually have entertainment?
Don't overthink.
Or I believe you can watch movies just on
the
screens there and not have to worry about if it's my movie or
classic not. Overdoing it here, I think. Just get on a damn plane and go, okay?
It's different than that, Sip. One of my flights home is 11 hours, one of them, and that doesn't even get to Nebraska. That goes to Denver.
Hopefully you can sleep for about five.
Well, you got to time it out so you're not messed up with your schedule with jet lag involved. You got to time it out what makes sense to sleep in it so I'm not completely out of whack. Or I'll be out of whack, but not completely out of whack.
Yeah, we're going to be out of whack.
We're going to be out of whack. Yeah, the Monday show, if we are both back here in time like we're supposed to be, it's going to be, of course, informative because we're going to have a result from the football game. But also, how are we going to be operating after that serious jet lag coming back?
I think we'll be fine. I think my immediate concern is not 9 days from now. It is right now because we're off to a slow start.
Oh, we're fine. 464-5685. Text me right now because I want to see a roll call for those who think it's slow today. We're fine. Everybody's good. We're grand. We're in a great mood today. We're 9 days from kickoff. Text me. Text us where you're listening from. What's your name? And if you want to, for Sip's pleasure, your age, as he likes that.
There was a great line in No Country for Old Men that I just discovered. I watched the movie for the 10th time. I don't know why this line hit me last night. I can't say her name, but she encounters the killer in her bedroom.
Oh.
She knows her fate, but she encounters him, and she sits down, and she says, "I buried my mom today, and I haven't paid for it." And he said very calmly, "You're not going to have to worry about that."
I'm sure you liked that, didn't you?
I did.
You did like that.
Well, I didn't like it I thought it was a good line. A good line. Great movie.
I know you appreciate good lines in movies.
Yeah, that's a great movie. Oh, my God. That's a great
movie. Is it better than American Made?
No, it's not.
Is that your favorite movie?
Yeah.
American Made?
Yeah, you can't say, I don't know if you could say, is that a better movie than American Made? And I'd say, yeah. I don't think there's any movie I'd say that to. No Country for Old Men goes right
about Training
to that,
Day?
Though. Love Training Day, but no, not American Made.
Okay.
This No Country for Old Men's a close thing. I've told you this. Me and Trixie went to it on a night. We kind of missed the last line, so we went back the next night just so we could see the ending again.
Just for the ending, you went back?
Yeah, because we kind of missed the ending. And in the theater, it's not like you can say, "Hey, can you play that again?"
Hey, yes. So you went back.
Yes,
again,
we went back the next night. Yeah, I think it was during the Callahan era.
That's a ways ago.
It was super cold that winter. It was postseason, right after the season. It was a Callahan era because there was no bowl game.
Mm.
It was one of the years with no bowl.
First in a long, long time. Now it's common here.
God dang it. Which gets us right.
Let's make that not count.
Let's get us right into our first segment.
Yes, this is
seems like
a simple question, but I want to know exactly where you're at with things.
Okay.
We're 9 days away from kickoff in Dublin. So what gives you, SIP, listeners, everybody, the most confidence about the team this year that they can get back to a bowl game or beyond?
Okay. I want to, before we go forward on that, I want to twist the conversation around a little bit. We talk all the time about what makes us confident. What is holding you back from thinking it's going to be a good season?
The past 5 years have haunted me. That's why.
Okay.
I'm not saying it won't be. I'm saying what could hold me back. It's what I have seen for 5 years.
I know.
That is the answer to the question of doubt.
And I do think that's relevant. But how relevant is it? With all these new faces, new quarterback, new coaches, new people touching the ball on specials, how relevant is that?
Well, I need to see early on, probably. I mean, I don't want this game against Northwestern to be close if it can't. If it's a blowout, I'll be ecstatic. But I don't expect a blowout. I expect a Nebraska win in kind of uncomfortable fashion. But I need to see Nebraska early on, SIP, not do the things that have haunted them in the past. Untimely turnovers. Stupid penalties at bad times, like all the things that just make you pull your hair out. I'm not saying you get rid of all of those, but can we minimize those? Can we make those less than what they have been?
Minimize.
Early?
I think it's minimize, not minimalize.
It could be a different format.
Anyway, again, I ask you, what is the relevancy? The first thing, why are you hesitant to predict, so let's say, 8 or 9 wins? Your first answer is because of what's happened in the past.
Isn't that the best indicator of what's going to happen ahead?
Maybe.
Right?
I'm not attacking you. I'm asking you.
Yeah.
Why is it, I wonder how relevant what happened 3 years ago is now. What happened 2 years ago is now. What happened last year? How relevant is it? You have a lot of new faces now.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope that results in a big change in the way this team operates.
It's interesting to me that's the first reason you give for your hesitancy to project this team to have a good season.
I don't know why it shouldn't be, though, because it's happened for five years. It's not like you had 4 years.
Questioning the relevancy.
It's very relevant if you haven't been to a bowl game since 2016. That's what's relevant.
I don't think you're wrong. I don't. I just. It's just. I don't think you're totally wrong. We do that with all programs, right?
Yes.
This program's never been good. Why is it going to be good now? You know, like name a Syracuse. I mean, Syracuse Orangemen. They've just don't have much of a history. And you take that history into account when you evaluate them, right? Now we're starting to do that with Nebraska, I think. Not that they're like Syracuse, but we do it with like a team like UCLA, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't really. When we think of UCLA, we think of them differently than USC, and USC will get the benefit of the doubt, right? Based on past performance,
they get the benefit of the doubt. Yes,
yeah. Based on past performance, we do that. So I get it. I get where you're coming from, but I just question. If you're evaluating this team, how much should you really evaluate, or how much of the evaluation should go back to what has happened in previous years? It's way different right now. It's a little different conversation because they changed the coaching staff. They changed the play caller. They changed the special teams coordinator. They made major changes. And you have a major change at quarterback. Boy, I had one guy
and you're
tell
asking
me,
all those things to click right away.
Shh. Yeah, now you can see it's whether you're a glass half full, glass half empty person. See, I point to those changes as a reason why they can turn this around pretty fast, not a reason why it can't. It has to be done properly. As for the quarterback, you know, I did that shout out to Garner Industries. They had a great luncheon and a great crowd and a lot of hope. You see faces out there that are just so hopeful. They want this to work. And a big reason, one of the guys out there told me, one of the Garner Industry guys told me that if Adrian was still the quarterback, you know, Adrian Martinez.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, Adrian Martinez. If Adrian was still the quarterback, he would not have renewed his season tickets. And this is clearly from my discussion with this man and his questions, he's a very avid fan. He would not have renewed his tickets if Adrian were the quarterback. Okay, so now you got a new quarterback whose thumb is healthy, throwing it well. Good decision maker. Been in hard situations at Texas. Quarterback battles, Red River rivalry, tough losses, few good wins. Understands the pressure attached to this. You should feel pretty good about that picture, right? If you're formulating reasons why you think this will turn kind of on a dime, go from 3 to 8 or 9, I think you start right there. I think you start with Casey Thompson.
Well, he's a reason for optimism, no doubt about that. I mean, people are curious about that. And like I said earlier, I go back to yesterday. I said, imagine Nebraska's opening drive this year, which Nebraska has been a boom or bust offense at times. They've relied heavily on the big play. I said, what if the hypothetical, they have a 10-play, 11-play drive where they do get chunks, but it's not one big play, and they have a red zone touchdown.
Okay, that'd be great.
They've had issues with long drives and finishing off drives in the red zone. What if in the first drive of the season they do both those things?
Well, that would be
a dream come true.
It would be really encouraging, but I'm not expecting that. I don't expect that from Alabama on the first drive.
I think you probably do.
No, I don't.
I mean, come on.
Because it's hard to do for a college team to drive the ball 10 times, 10 plays without...
Well, they'll probably score in 2 plays.
Without a mistake. So I'm not.
What I'm saying, though. Hypothetically, right. What if they have? The first quarter. Then.
I'm going to go back to my original question because I don't think you've addressed it sufficiently. So you've said the main reason holding you back from predicting a good season is the past. Give me a present reason, please.
That holds me back?
Yes. Present.
Well, again, look at. You can look at Michigan State two different ways last year in terms of what they did. The transfers were a risk by them. They got 20 transfers. It worked out.
Right.
All those new guys, it clicked together. Mel Tucker got it right, and they had a great season. They won 11 games, right? Mm-hmm. But it doesn't always click like
that.
So that's why. A lot of new faces can be a very good thing, and it can be a very concerning thing. So that's a reason why I might have the glass half empty.
Absolutely. Now, that makes sense to me. That makes sense. You just don't know how that chemistry is all going to.
That's fair.
Is it going to spill over the pot, or is it going to, or is are we going to manage the burner well, and it's not going to spill over? Now, that's a lot of that, Scott. Can Scott? Okay, so you have a pot on the stove with boiling water.
There we go.
Right? You have a pot on the stove with boiling water, right? I'm just making some macaroni. I mean,
some what? Macaroni? Macaroni. Minimalize macaroni. Words are hard.
You're just making some macaroni. And you got that boiling water. And if you're screwing around, or if you got something going on, and you don't, you're not paying attention, the water goes over, right? But if you're on your screws, on your game, on point, you hit it, you pour that macaroni in there right at the perfect time.
It's macaroni. Perfect. It's no macaroni.
The grandkids say macaroni.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, and I've picked up on it. I tried to change it. I can't even do it. Macaroni. Yeah. Okay, macaroni.
Thank you.
So that, Scott, you got to manage this. And if it gets, see, you know what? You know one way that water could boil over quick? Loss in Dublin. Damn, water's boiling over.
To start the season, yeah. The water off the bat is
boiling. Or one of the first three games. Like, we better be very careful about, okay, they beat Northwestern, now Oklahoma.
No, don't do that. I know North Dakota's not North Dakota State, but you're coming off of a week of travel.
Exactly.
Not just across the country, across the world.
Yeah, don't do this. Don't do this where we just take for granted two wins. You know what I almost hope? You know, or I think if you were a Nebraska fan, you should almost hope, Jake. Close game in Dublin, close win. Something like 31-21 where you're pushed. You know, it goes with what you're saying about all these new faces. I don't know what this makeup is. Could they handle a resounding 42-7 win against Northwestern? Or are they just going to get way overconfident if that happens?
That's good. That's a great question.
Yeah. You
have not arrived as a team if you beat Northwestern 42-7.
Well, they think that, though. We're making such a big deal of it. It's in Dublin. The world's going to be watching, in a sense, right?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Week zero game, so there will be a lot of eyes on Nebraska, which we haven't even talked about, by the way. Week zero, you get a lot of eyes on you. Man, you just hope Nebraska acquits itself nicely, right, in front of the world. But that, could they handle that if they put a whooping on Northwestern like they did last year? Could they handle that success?
See, that's a question you have to have.
That's a question because you don't know the principles as well as. You don't know a lot of the principles because they're new faces.
Sip, that's the question about the hunger of the team. Because if they are truly hungry, the 42-7, if they win that way, they'll say, we want more of that.
I know.
They won't be satisfied saying, well, all right, we're here.
That's what I mean.
But if you don't have a truly hungry team, if you have a team that just is on a mission to start off the season well, then, yeah, it's a fair question. How do you respond from that? Do you come back sluggish?
Do you know what another fair question is? Unanswerable but fair. How long is Casey's leash? How long is Casey Thompson's leash?
Do we want to find that out? It seems like a bad sign if that's the case.
Well, the reason you can't answer the question is because you haven't seen enough of Chubba Purdy. Because that answers the question in a lot of ways, right? How long is Casey's leash? Knowing that they do have a quarterback they feel good about, and maybe two, Logan Smothers and Chubba Purdy. So I wonder about that question. That's one thing I'll be very interested in. If Casey were to struggle a little bit, how much patience would they have with him?
That's a question I don't want to find out. That means we're off to a bad start.
Yeah, you better bring
some. If we're talking about...
Look at the... What is going
on? All three lines are jacked. If we're talking about by the second game or third game, how long the leash is, that's a horrible sign that things aren't going the way they should.
You can manage that. Let's see what Bob has.
Let's get some calls. We've got three to get to. Bob is up first. Bob, you're on early break. Go ahead.
Hey guys, I got a question for you, and then I've got a what I really am optimistic about this year.
All right.
But if you want to put Nebraska, now you're talking Nebraska that you're not going to get on board because of what they did last year. Well, does that mean then Ohio State is not going to beat Michigan because they didn't do it last year? They didn't win the Big Ten last year.
Doesn't work like that.
Does that mean Michigan? Now wait a minute. Does that mean Michigan now is going to win it because that's what they did last year? Mm-hmm. If you're going to evaluate Nebraska and then you're talking Northwestern, well, why do you say Northwestern is going to beat Nebraska? Because they got beat last year. You want to, you know, so if you're going to evaluate Nebraska from what they did, you better evaluate every other team of what they did last year, okay?
Thanks,
and
Bob.
What makes me more optimistic
hang up on
this
man.
Year is our special teams. And I like Bill Bush as special teams coordinator. He's proven that he can do special teams. And the special teams last year cost us a few games. So,
yep.
And with that turning around, that's going to win some games this year. And, you know, I would not have a problem with Nebraska, you know, winning by 10 down there in Dublin, you know. I just don't think that, though, that if they do win big, they're not going to say they're here because, you know, there is nothing to base that on because of what has happened. So, you know, we just got to get turned around one game at a time, and let's get Northwestern under our belt. Let's get the win, and then we'll worry about North Dakota and right down the line.
Okay.
So one game at a time, guys, and and you can't evaluate this team by what they did last year when you've got brand new faces and brand new coaches.
Thanks,
and
Bob.
Okay.
Why
were you so anxious to get rid of Bob?
He's repeating the same thing again. That's
he's making sense.
Bob, the answer to the question is I'm not saying they can't have a good year. I expect them to make a bowl game. I've said that. I expect them to make a bowl game. But in terms of this big leap, you're going off of – you're saying I can't go off of last year. I'm going off of 5 years.
But his point is valid. How relevant is that information? You mentioned it first when I asked you what holds you back from thinking they're a good team. You went right to the past card. And I say that is fine to a point, but not as the first reason. Okay, I'm with Bob. You can't – that's the first reason? You just go to, I don't know, like you pinning this on – I'm trying to think of players from 2 years ago that aren't around
anymore.
What
is the best indicator of future success? Huh? What is it? The past, right? Isn't the past the best indicator of the future success? Isn't that a common cliche? A phrase?
Well, then Nebraska's going to win 56-7. Is that what you're saying?
Well, let's bring that on then. No. But I have my concerns.
I think it's valid for you to say that. I just wonder about saying it as your first concern. Your first concern out of the gate.
I don't
There's other
know
ones.
What this team is going to look like. I think that's Mark here.
Yeah, I know, but I'm with Bob on that. By the way, don't hang up on Bob.
I did. Well, Bob was repeating himself for a couple of times. That's why I hung up.
Okay.
Bob understands. Well, Bob, call back in tomorrow. We appreciate your calls. All right, we got more calls to get to. We've got Vince in Napa, California, who I'm sure is fired up this morning. 9 days from kickoff, Vince. Fire away. You're on early break.
You're damn right I'm fired up.
Okay, Vince.
Yeah, you are, aren't you? You are.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, cough.
Any,
Anyhow, though, as far as you know, reasons to be optimistic and reasons to be hesitant. I mean, I think in one respect, the new faces are reasons to be optimistic because they haven't been here for the losing the last 5 years. So I mean, that's where they bring maybe kind of a freshness, and I hope even kind of a looseness because we all know what's at stake here. I mean, hopefully, and like I said, it's my hope not just this Saturday, but throughout the season, that they bring a certain looseness. It's like, hey, you know, this is still a football game. Let's go out and play, you know. But as far as the reasons to be pessimistic, I don't think it's so much because what happened, the last 5 years is so relevant to what's going to happen this year. I just think it's more because, as a fan base, we feel snake-bit because we've come into most of these seasons with optimism, thinking, okay, this is the year we turn it around. This is the year we turn it around. Whereas now it's like, okay, let's kind of take a wait and see approach. But most of all, as far as the half full and half empty, I mean, I've never necessarily looked at that because if I have a glass of wine and it's halfway down, I'm saying to myself, I'm going to finish this glass and pour me some more wine. I mean, now, for the record, I don't drink this early in the morning, just so you know.
Are you sure?
But, yes, I'm very sure, because I can't okay. drive my commercial truck
Fair.
Under the influence of wine. However, when I get home, that's a different story. But most of all, though, I mean, I just want to see a team. I want to see a team that, that plays like they're on a mission. We've heard the last few years we are on a mission.
Yeah.
But it hasn't necessarily, manifested itself. Play like you're on a mission. Mm-hmm. And you know what?
Yes.
To play like you're on a mission,
yes. Okay.
Every opponent you play, if we can't get along, we might as well get it on.
Right.
There it is.
Thank you, Vince. Isn't it interesting? Isn't it interesting the way life is? Jacob, a reason for optimism can also be a reason for pessimism. All the new faces are both. Mm-hmm. They're
right.
both.
Yes.
We have to allow for that. A new quarterback is reason for optimism. We quickly may discover this reason for pessimism. You just don't
right.
know. You don't
I know.
Know.
See, that's why Michigan State, they came off of a bad year the previous year before last year.
They got a quarterback.
What, 2-4, 2-5 in COVID year? Then last year they
take 2-5.
They get all the transfers.
Uh-huh.
This is... You'll go big or go home. And they went big, and it worked out.
They went big, and it really worked out for Mel Tucker because he's now making $10 million
yeah.
and smoking fabulous cigars.
The man won the lottery by saying, just bring in all the transfers. You guys will mesh. You'll mesh. And it did.
Brian.
Brian's up next. Brian, you're on early break. Go ahead.
Yo, hello, fellas. How's it going?
Hey, Brian. Thanks for your patience. We appreciate that.
Oh, not a problem, man. Man, I'm patient. I just woke up. Don't have much to say, really. I just want to say I like your guys' show. Love
okay.
you guys' show. It's a great show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like Jake's Songs of the Day. I like the trivia segment, even though you're not too good at it, Sip.
Brian. Yeah, I know I'm not very good. Thanks. But thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
Yeah, good. Well, good luck today. I just like I like the recurring callers. I like the new callers. Vince from Napa, California pumps me up.
Good.
So I really just wanted to wish you guys a good trip to Ireland.
Thank you.
And I know it's a business trip and stuff. I know we all love the Huskers. We want them to kick butt and win for sure every game. But, it's a once-in-a-lifetime trip for you guys. You're not on the team, so just enjoy it. And I think the Huskers are going to win, and good things will happen. So go Big Red. I'll let you guys go.
Thank
All
right,
Brian.
Brian.
Appreciate
Thank you. That's
that.
A nice call.
Thank you, Brian.
That's a nice
kind,
call.
Brian.
That's kind.
Yeah, we like those kind of calls. That's great.
I do, and a little kindness in this world is sort of welcome right now. Greg.
Yeah, we have a fourth call of the hour.
People are ready.
Yeah,
no,
I love it.
Jake,
yeah, yeah,
Jake.
Keep chiming in.
Jake, people are ready.
We'll take
roll.
Your calls all show long. 464-5685. Greg in Michigan is up next on Early Break. Go ahead, Greg.
Morning, guys.
Greg,
hey,
good
Greg.
Morning. Good morning to you. How are you from Michigan?
Hey, I'm doing great. Beautiful weather here. Woke up to about 65 and crisp, ready to go. I was pretty excited about the Big Red and the transfers that are going to be playing for them and everything. And then I read ESPN this morning.
Okay.
And Steve Sarkisian says to ESPN, everyone knew last year that not everyone was bought in that locker room, and we had to weed out some warts and bad apples. Hmm. And then I'm like, oh, okay. Any correlation to Big Red players that transferred in, or is it just coach speak?
Well, there's there were a lot of players. I don't have the number that left. So I wouldn't necessarily, I'll just say the word personalize this. I don't think I don't think Casey Thompson was a bad apple, for instance, as their starting quarterback. And I don't think that was the reason Casey chose to go. I mean, they just were kind of recruiting over him at that point, right?
Yeah. What about the receiver and stuff?
Well, sometimes guys find a better fit elsewhere. And I know this. Hey, Greg, now the one thing I can say that's not conjecture in this is that Marcus Washington has had a great attitude here. I know that for a fact. He's risen to number two. I mean, he's probably their second best option at receiver. He's a willing participant on special teams. In fact, he's a good tackler. I saw him in the last practice, and you could see his bounce. So maybe if he was a quote-unquote bad apple at Texas, which we don't know, but if he was, sometimes just new scenery pulls people out of that sort of mentality. So, Greg, I wouldn't worry about Sark's comments. I really wouldn't.
Awesome. Well, thanks for the input, and go Big Red.
All right. Good. That's a good – now, that's interesting.
I like the question.
Yeah, it is a legit – Greg asked a legit question from Michigan. No doubt about it. I mean, your mind, of course, shifts to Casey and Marcus Washington, right?
It has to.
Yeah. But I know though that there's strong evidence in both cases where they're not bad seeds here.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. We had a texter, Matt G, said regarding Casey Thompson. Mm-hmm. This is not about his demeanor, it's just about his performance. Matt G says, "Sip, didn't Texas's O-line suck when Thompson was there? Wasn't that the big reason he wasn't wasn't good because of Martinez as well?"
Matt G just hit on an important point. Texas offensive line was terrible.
Yeah.
Charles Thompson told me, "If you think Nebraska struggled up front last year, you should have seen Texas."
Well, if you watched the highlights of Casey, even on his good plays, the line fell apart. Like Adrian. I mean, he didn't make plays when line just did him no favors at all.
No, the Texas line struggled mightily, and that's documented. I mean, that's not even an opinion. That's just a fact.
Okay.
They thought, the Thompsons thought, we're going to Nebraska to an improved offensive line. Fact.
And that, to a lot of Husker fans, is an interesting comment.
Yeah.
Because what they have seen the last couple of years.
I thought it was interesting when he said it. So, I thought it was interesting when Charles told me that. I talked to Charles for 45 minutes back in the winter. Hmm. Yeah, we had a long – and I wrote
he
a column.
He thought at that point that the Nebraska offensive line was better,
better
than Texas.
Better than Texas.
Like significantly or just better?
We're going to a better offensive line situation.
Interesting.
Yeah.
This is before they hired – or after they hired Raiola.
Yeah, this could have been – it was right in that – yeah, it was after.
Okay,
I'm
after.
Pretty sure it was okay. After, yeah. It was in the winter time. It was January or February. That's all I remember. I remember it was a gray day. It was about 4 o'clock. I was in my home office, and I was interviewing Charles Thompson. That's what I remember.
Hey,
it was getting dark in the afternoon.
We had 4 calls. We'll take more. We'll take more of your comments.
Yeah, you're not going to hang up on Bob anymore.
I'm not going to hang up with him tomorrow. You know, Bob, I thought, was repeating himself. That's why. Bob gets it. We love Bob's calls.
I know. I'm attacking you a little bit.
I'm fine being attacked and used to that as well. You want to call in?
Oh, come on.
Text in 402-464-5685. More next, an early break in the ticket.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.